beautiful lucky bitch. This is Denise Duffield-Thomas here, and welcome to step 5 of the Lucky Bitch Manifesting Formula course. So we're at the last step of the formula, and I hope you've had fun taking lots of inspired action in step 4. You know, just get in there and do it day by day. Do those things that you want to do and things that are easy. And I hope by now you're starting to see progress in manifesting the next stage of your life and going to the next level. So don't worry if a lot of things are coming up for you, emotions, challenges, or even breakdowns. This can happen sometimes when we start to take action and start to shift things. There can be absolute massive resistance that comes up in your way, and resistance comes up differently for everybody. For some people, it might be that you create something that completely stops you in your tracks. For example, you might create being sick, or you might create an accident, or some sort of drama, which means that you kind of have to stop things for a while. Something else that might happen is that people around you might start acting really weird. Could be your mom, your parents, your partner, or your friends. Suddenly, drama is coming up in their life too, and you might feel like you have to drop everything and go help them. You might even start to feel like you're manifesting crazy stuff. Like you think, oh my God, I'm even manifesting bad weather. Now, chances are you probably don't manifest that, but you can start to see everything as a sign. So it's a windy, crappy day, and you think, well, if it was sunnier, maybe I'd feel better about taking action. Maybe I'm just meant to sit on the couch and do nothing all day. So sometimes you're just waiting for the stars to align before you take action. And let me tell you, gorgeous, the stars never align. You align the stars. Your lucky day is the day that you do it. That is the luckiest time of all, when you actually just do it. So I have people say, when should I do this? When should I do that? And I'm like, just do it now. That's the lucky time. Now, resistance is really real, but I know you can get through it. So I spoke about the launch of Lucky Bitch on step 4, and I want to give you a few extra little tidbits because a few people have asked me for more details. So I spoke about how I made a big commitment and I said I was going to launch it, and I pretty much created it in 2 weeks. So here's some more little stories behind it, because it really encompasses everything that we've been doing in the 5 steps. You know, I always do this program along with you, and I come up with my own goals as well, and I go through the steps one by one. So first of all, I launched Lucky Bitch on my birthday because I thought that would be a really good commitment to make. Let me tell you, never launch anything on your birthday. It completely ruins your birthday. But I like to make big commitments, and I like to walk my talk. And I want you to know that, you know, I don't do these things and I don't tell you these things because I want you to think I'm perfect. I'm not. Things come up for me all the time. So I like to share these behind the scenes moments. So if you feel like you're having a crisis, hopefully it will make you feel good about yourself. So obviously, you know that the book was called Lucky Bitch. And, I met with my coach and I had to declutter a lot of things about the name Lucky Bitch because, you know, I was really worried about it. But as soon as I did, a lot of things started to come into place. I actually started feeling really energized about it. You know, and I was kind of scared about being really authentic in my life, but I knew that I had to call it something that was much more authentically me and not worry about what other people think. So when something is nagging you, like the book for me, I was thinking about it for a year. So if you've got something like that that you want to work on and you just can't get it out of your mind, well, now is time to be bold and brave and don't, you know, go for the safe option. The first time I wrote the book, as I said, it was just going to be called How I Won the Ultimate Job. And this course that you're listening to, originally, it was called The Inspired Life Formula. And instead, I knew I had to be bold and put something out big into the universe, something big that would really make a splash. And yeah, I felt totally, totally scared about it. So, you know, it's okay to make those big splashes in the world and really just start from where you are, and you can always add on to it later on. So unless you're one of those kind of freaky people that just do stuff, you know, chances are you do need those big commitments. So when I said I'm going to launch a book on my birthday, I actually made a video about it. So, you know, I'd gone to the hairdresser and I had nice hair and I put some makeup on. And so I made a video, even though it wasn't my birthday on that day, to say, hey, it's my birthday and today I'm launching Lucky Bitch. And then I got my husband to edit that video. So what was really interesting about doing that before the book was even finished was that I involved other people. You know, the fact that my husband stayed up a whole night and edited that video for me, it really kept me going. It kept me going writing the damn book. And I thought, well, I can't reuse the video now because I'm saying it's my birthday. You know, and I was thinking maybe I could change my birthday on Facebook so no one knows it's my actual birthday. But, you know, those kind of things will come up as you take action. And the fact that you've got all these multiple layers of accountability will mean that you actually just freaking do it, right? So as I said, it's not enough to talk to your coach about it. You have to have a lot of commitments everywhere. So as I said, on step four, I committed to my bootcamp participants. I committed to my editor, to my book person, everything. And I had that video. Then I started putting public announcements out on Facebook and Twitter saying, hey, guess what? My book's coming out next week. And it still wasn't finished. The day before, it still wasn't finished. You know, the day of, it still wasn't finished. I did it up until the very, very last second. And, you know, I talk about that very publicly now, so don't feel bad that, you know, now you hear about it and you think, oh, I thought Denise was really perfect. No, I'm not. And I'm happy to share it with you guys because I did it literally the last minute. And I'd paid for, you know, the book and the cover and I'd got Mark to do the video. So I kind of had to do it. And I had to sit down and write the freaking book because I knew I was going to let down a lot of people. But because I did that, the universe rewarded me. And the fact that I called my book Lucky Bitch, the universe rewarded me. And a lot of things fell into my place because of that book. So I'm so glad that I pushed through. But it wasn't easy. You know, even though I had all of those accountability things in place, I had a complete meltdown the day before it was due to launch. I was crying. I was shaking with fear. I wanted to throw up. And I felt it deep in my gut. It was that anxiety, fear, shame. I'm not good enough. This is crap. I cannot believe I'm putting this out. I cannot believe I'm doing this to myself. I cannot believe I let this happen again, doing something last minute. I just wanted to run away and hide. And I had a massive cry and I was saying, universe, please don't make me do this. I don't want to do it. And, you know, like a loser, but I bet you've had those moments too. And I really encourage you to read the book, The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. And he talks exactly about those resistance moments. So the reason why I'm telling you this is because this step is all about receiving. It's all about doing the work so then you can receive the rewards. And it's almost about even doing that action with complete inevitable knowledge that you will be rewarded. It's going to actually count for something. So I can't tell you how to avoid resistance, fear, and all that kind of stuff because it's completely normal to feel that resistance when you want to achieve something huge, when you want to manifest something amazing. All I can do is give you tools to overcome it, tools to dance with the fear, tools to have a little bit of a wrestle, but you come out on top. And I can't tell you how to avoid it completely. So, you know, I've talked about being reverse paranoid. You know, I believe that everything in the world is conspiring to help us all the time for our highest good. But there were a couple of moments when I was committing to sending out Lucky Bitch that I honestly thought my luck has just run out. And I thought, no, this is as far as I'll go. And you're going to get to a point where you think, this is as far as I can go. I can't do any more. I'm really done. Oh, Denise, I can't push anymore. I'm done. And if you've read anything about the hero's journey, that is the point where you can be completely overcome by your demons, or you can push on and slay the beast and triumph. And it really is a choice. You know, you really have to choose and you can conquer it. But each time you go to a new level, the resistance will come up again. It sucks, but it's true. I think there's kind of a bit of relief in that. There is some beauty in knowing that it happens to everyone, and everyone the day before a launch is freaking out. You know what? I have to say, though, it does get easier and easier over time. So as you're listening to this and as I'm recording this, I'm deep in doing my next book. And I have to say the resistance isn't as much. Yeah, I'm still procrastinating and still sometimes I get stuck, but I'm not crying about it. I'm not freaking out about it. I've kind of conquered that demon. However, ask me to do something else now and maybe I'll freak out again. You know, if Oprah called me and said, Denise, we want you on the couch, I would be freaking out. And then that would be easier as well. So when you feel like you're slipping back into old habits because of the new actions that you're taking, you just go back to step number one. It'd be like, even though I'm not ready for Oprah, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I'm not good enough to be on Oprah, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. So it really depends on what has come up for you in this course. If you've still got a belief that's there, you know, try it from a different perspective. Try it from something else. It might not be that you have to forgive a particular person anymore. It might be that you have to forgive yourself for being human and for slipping back into old habits. Maybe you have to forgive yourself for being vulnerable, for being scared. And then thank your body, your soul, and your spirit for protecting you against that potential harm and fear. So you know my philosophy is to throw everything at it. Do EFT. You could do EFT saying, even though I'm slipping back into old patterns, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. That's okay. Go to YouTube and look up EFT for that particular thing that you're struggling with. It's really, really easy. You can just keep on going back and doing that. So step five is really about putting yourself in the place of receiving and expanding to even bigger heights. And the art of receiving is extraordinarily powerful. When you first learn about the law of attraction, you think, oh my God, this is so exciting. It's like being a little kid at Christmas again. And you think, oh my God, is this possibly true? I can just ask for something and I'll get it. Oh my God, this is amazing. So you start to practice it and maybe you get a bit of beginner's luck and you start to manifest things and it's freaking awesome. And then your old patterns come up again and you feel like you're doing everything right. You're asking the universe for something. You want to manifest something in particular and it's just not coming. It's really freaking hard. So you get discouraged, you get pissed off, and you think, maybe it doesn't work for me. Maybe it works for everyone else and not for me. So you might have remembered in one of the first couple of steps, I shared about a lady on Facebook who had a real abundance thing, and she had an abundance problem about food in her cupboards, and she was sharing, I'm so desperate, what can I do? And everyone was trying to share positive things for her, you know, saying, you know, try this, try that, you know, look at what's gotten you into that situation. But she was constantly posting negative stuff, even when it wasn't like, I'm desperate. It was like, I just don't get how this works. So I actually sent her something. I sent her one of my meditations and she responded to me and she goes, well, Denise, I listened to it and, you know, I still haven't manifested money. What's going on? And it's just like she just wasn't willing to get out of that situation. She might have thought she was, but she was so caught up in her reality. She just couldn't see that she was making it true. She was perpetuating that reality by her attitude. So part of the art of receiving is to really be self-aware all the time about this feedback that the universe is giving you. Is the universe giving you tiny little bits of money and you want to expand to even greater heights? Is the universe giving you debts and bills? If that is true, step five is really about that self-awareness step, about going back to step number one. So even when, you know, she was trying to be positive and then she'd go, oh, you'd never guess what happened, guys. Someone gave me money or someone gave me some food. And we'd be like, yeah, that's what happens when you align yourself to what it is that you want. And I'm not being mean here, but some people just never get themselves out of that. And it can be so annoying. And even me as a coach, I'll be really honest with you. Sometimes I get people that I've been working with for years and they're still coming to me with the same problems. And they're like, Denise, why doesn't this work? Where's my stuff? Why isn't this working? And it's really frustrating, you know. So I said to the lady, well, why don't you just start with small amounts of money? She went, okay. I asked the universe for $50 and it didn't come. Where's my money? Why didn't it come? And, you know, I want to say to you, there is a process here. It's not about just saying something and having it turn up and you know that that's true. It's really fun when things manifest instantly. But most of the time, there's a little bit of a lag. And it's that lag period that we're talking about today. In that lag period, you have to be so aligned to your purpose. You have to be so aligned to the outcome. And you have to act as if in the real world that your goal has already been achieved. That is the big secret behind the secret. You have to feel it before you have it. You have to believe it before you see it. And that can be so tough for some people. So it's that gap, that lag where all the doubt and resistance starts to come back. And of course, we know that when that doubt and anxiety comes up, you feel like it's really real. And of course, when that happens, you actually block what you want, or you press pause on the universe sending it to you. So I was doing pretty well in my business, and I was starting to manifest more money, and I was feeling really lucky, and it was awesome. And a friend of mine, she talked about the receiving. And I might have talked about this before, where she said, Denise, you know, your receiving is as big as a football field, but you've got the roof over it and only a little crack is coming through. And I want you to check in with yourself about that. You know, you remember the river of abundance that I talked about, how maybe you've got all these big boulders in the way and it's stopping it from coming to you. It doesn't mean that the river is dry. It doesn't mean that you're never going to manifest anything. You've actually got a huge capacity to manifest stuff, and it's there. It's just maybe a little bit blocked. So every time you work on something, it's just chipping away at that and allowing more abundance to you. So the trick is really to stay positive in that lag when your reality is sometimes a little bit different to what you want. And I totally understand about reality. It can feel really real, but it's not. Most of the time it's completely subjective, and it completely depends on how you look at things. Because you can turn it around in an instant. You can look at things in a completely different way just by choosing to do so. So step number 5 is really allowing the good to come to you, even when it hasn't just yet, and continually expanding so you can attract even more. So one of the things that I want to share with you is having a gratitude journal, keeping a gratitude diary, because this is a great way to manifest even more. You can keep a manifesting list. And this is a cool thing. It's just a list of all the things that you've manifested and keeping track of it. It's very, very easy. You can do it in a diary. You can do it in your manual. You can keep it on a spreadsheet. You can join an abundance group and post something every single day. You can post things on social media. You can just keep track of absolutely everything that the universe gives you. So my mom found $2 in the washing machine yesterday, and she went, "Isn't it cool that I got paid to wash my clothes?" And I thought that was just a really great way of looking at it. You can go, "Oh yeah, found $2. Or you can go, "Oh, this is so cool. You know, the universe is sending me abundance." So when you find 5 cents in the street, pick it up, put it on your manifesting list, kiss it and go, "Oh my God, that's so freaking awesome." Anything that you get, whether it's somebody, you know, letting you in around an intersection, or somebody just does something really nice for you, you can go, "Thanks, universe, that's awesome." And when you feel like the universe is on your back all the time and you have a day that's a bit bad, you can go back and look at that manifesting list and really see the proof that the universe is looking after you all the time. So the other thing is, if something bad happens, so say for example you get bad service, you can still complain. It doesn't mean you have to be the lucky bitch Pollyanna. You can still do it, but do it in a nicer way. And usually you get free stuff for that. You know, you might get a voucher, but do it in a nice way and you'll be rewarded. And then when you get something cool out of it, put it on your manifesting list. You know, any free stuff that you get. So one time I had a training session with my personal trainer. And she had a present for me. She was working at Lululemon, and Lululemon, when they move into a new town, they like to kind of, it's like a drug dealer. They want to give you a little taste of it. So she gave me these beautiful pair of yoga pants, and it was like a little bit of a taste of it. It's like a free drug sample. And then suddenly I'm like buying Lululemon forever. But, you know, I was like, that's so freaking cool. And I found out that they were worth $100. So I put that on my manifesting list, and then it all starts to perpetuate. Oh my God, I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky. So any freebies you get, any money, any gifts, everything goes on your manifesting list. Nothing is too big or small. Maybe you get free parking. Just acknowledging all of that keeps you in that flow of receiving. And, you know, Abraham Hicks talks about that being in the vortex. And when you're in the vortex, everything feels easy. When you're out of the vortex, everything feels hard. And the quickest way to get back into the vortex is to make sure that you're acknowledging everything that you already have, making sure there's no stagnant energy. And then you can give things as well to create that abundance mindset. You can give time. You can give money. You can give love. You can give energy, anything that you want. So let's talk about that. So if you want to attract more money in your life, make sure there's energy flowing. So of course you find the 5 cents, you get really excited, but maybe you can start giving money away as well. And it might not necessarily be charity. It could be giving away things to your family or friends, anything that makes you feel good and makes you feel inspired and wealthy. So you could tithe if you want to. You could tithe 10% to organizations that really inspire you. If you want to, you can give money to a charity. I love giving money to Kiva because it actually rotates. You know, entrepreneurs get loans from Kiva and then they pay them back. And so Kiva gives you your money back and then you can just keep on rotating it. It's amazing. It keeps the money in circulation. And that's what this step is all about. Flow, receiving, being in circulation. You could put your money in your savings account and you could feel really good about that. Or you could spend money in really beautiful ways. So you could support a local artist. You could buy something from a local artist, or you can pay for a local artist to do a course. It'd be awesome. Instead of you trying to design yourself something on Photoshop and driving yourself crazy trying to learn it, you could get a local designer to do it for you. You could hire someone on Fiverr.com to do it for $5. You can hire someone and feel really good about them coming to clean your house. You can visit your local hairdresser. You can create abundance for other people. And working for myself, I have to say sometimes instead of feeling bad about money that I'm spending for bills, I just feel good that that money is going towards, you know, their amazing Christmas so they can do something amazing with their kids so they can go on holidays. It really puts money into a very beautiful circulation for you. And you can consciously choose where your money goes. And when you feel good about giving, you can feel good about receiving. So say, for example, someone buys you a coffee or a lunch, you know, instead of feeling kind of a little bit guilty about it, practice saying, thank you, that is so generous of you. Instead of going, no, it's okay, I'll pay for it again, and always being the first person to put your hand in your pocket to pay for the bill, sit back and let somebody else pay for it for a chance, for a time. Just practice receiving and being okay and saying thank you graciously. So if you're not ready to give away money, maybe you could give away your time. This could be volunteering, or it could be going and visiting family members or friends, befriending a neighbor, or speaking to somebody in your community. You know, when I do the Wheel of Life exercise with people, and the last exercise is making a difference, and without fail, women will say, oh, I don't make a difference. I don't make a difference in anyone's life. I'll give myself a 0 for that, or I'll give myself a 2 or a 4. And I go, hang on, let's check in with that. So I did it with someone this week, and she'd already spent the whole session telling me about how she's on the Nippers board of directors. She goes and helps turtle monitoring in her local community. She's on the board of a dozen things. She works for a sailing charity. And she told me about all this stuff, and then she gave herself a 0 for making a difference. And I was like, hang on, what the hell? And then the very next conversation I had with someone, she gave herself a 4. And I was like, okay, let's check back in with this, because when you give out great energy to the world and you make a difference in people's days, that really does make a difference in the world. So most of those people then double or triple those scores. So please acknowledge yourself and appreciate yourself for what you already do in the world, and trust that it will come back to you. Next, you can give your love. Be generous with your love because it keeps everything in circulation. If you want more love in your life, give more love out. And this is what I love to do. It's one of my favorite exercises, is to love bomb strangers. Now, that might sound a bit weird. I'm not one of those people who go and do random hugs in the street. You know, those free hugs people, which I think is really, really cool. But what I like to do is I pick a stranger, whether it's someone on a bus or a street or someone across from me in a cafe, and I'll send them a love bomb of energy. So you see someone come in and you start to feel maybe sorry for people, like you see someone homeless on the street, or you see someone who you perceive as not being as well off as you, and you start to feel really bad about it. And I know a lot of you are very empathetic, compassionate people. So when that happens, rather than taking in their stuff, why don't you just give love out? So just say to them, mentally, of course, I love you. You're so awesome. Look how beautiful you are. And appreciate other people. It lets you see the beauty in them. And it's lovely because you don't take on their stuff. And this is particularly important if you feel really bad for people who have no money, or you feel guilty that you have some great stuff and other people in your life don't. So when you're with them, don't take on their stuff, send it out. Because you really will get it back to you in so many ways. Imagine the great karma that's going to come to you when you're sending out all these love bombs to people of love and appreciation. So maybe it's not about time or money to people, but you could give energy to somebody's campaign or project. So my friend Jackie helped me finish my first book, Lucky Bitch. She gave me at least a day of her energy and time. You know, she was editing it. She was helping me. She was, you know, checking in. Are you okay? Don't worry, you're almost there. Things are going great. So, you know, I sent her a necklace to say, thank you, I love you, and I appreciate you. So sometimes you could just give flowers to somebody just to practice giving and feeling really good about it instead of feeling guilty all the time about you having, you know, the time and resources to do that. So what can you do for somebody else that can create an amazing karmic effect back to you? So could you help someone put together an art exhibition? Can you help someone with their farm, with their garden, to do their makeup for an upcoming event? Can you inspire them to do something amazing? Give them time to talk about their goals and their dreams. Maybe you can just give them your undivided attention and your energy and your love. So these are all the things that I want you to do in the lag while you're waiting for your amazing stuff to show up. It's not just a matter of passing the time. It's about feeling good about where you are at the moment and feeling abundant and grateful for how awesome your life is. When you do that, it speeds up what you're trying to manifest. It always works because you're telling the universe, universe, I've got so much love in my life. Look at all this abundance that I'm getting. Look at all these coins. Look at how much love I've got in my life. I've got so much I'm even giving it away. I've got so much that everybody can have a bit. I've got so much energy, ideas, time, and space for people that I'm just giving it away freely. So universe, bring some of it back to me. I am ready, I'm willing, and I'm waiting for it. So that's what I want you to do while you're waiting for your manifestations to show up. Don't be like, dude, where's my stuff? Just be like, hey, I'm busy. I'm amazing. I'm happy now. And bring me even more of it. So we're going to do a really quick meditation together, and we're going to visualize some of the goals and dreams that are coming up. So that is definitely something I want you to do in that lag. Get excited about your goals and dreams coming to you and do that through visualization. Now, I've used this to great effect, and especially when I was trying to manifest the ultimate job competition. I already knew about the competition at that stage. I'd put in my application, and there was just this lag time. I was like, oh, I just want to know now. And, you know, I wasn't going to know for 2 weeks. So in that 2 weeks, guess what I did? I felt really good about myself and my life. I gave support to other people's goals and dreams. And then what we're going to be doing in a second, I constantly visualized myself having that goal achieved. I got excited about it. I activated that little part of my stomach, that little thrill where I was like, this is happening. I'm going traveling. I'm so excited. And I visualized myself every part of that trip. I visualized myself on the plane. I visualized myself getting up and doing yoga with Mark and being in beautiful pools and having private butlers and drinking champagne and being in hammocks. And that's what you do in the lag. That's what you do in this step. You are in it. You are in the space of where you want to be. You're not staying stuck in the reality that you think is true. So if you're in a car, please skip this step and go on to the next track. But for everyone else, put everything down and we'll do a very quick meditation.